Blog Talk Radio.
Computer on.
Space, a final frontier. These are the voyages of the starship
Mele
Enterprise. Its 5-year mission to explore.
That good health candy, baby.
You know what health is.
You know
them good marijuana motherfucking lollipop. To seek out new life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
It is time for the hottest show on the internet. It is Renegade Radio with your host DJ Smell So Good. And international
call. Interface complete.
Hola, ¿cómo está usted? Ya. Te amo. Es DJ Smell So Good. Smell So Bueno. Ya. Y'all already know what time it is, man. Today is time to learn a language. Tuesday. Gonna do this each and every Tuesday, man. Time to, you know, fuck it. Let me read my description. You know, start something new on Tuesday. We're gonna learn a new language, you know what I'm saying, together, because it's easy to learn that way. You know what I'm saying? Instead of sitting up here trying to learn with somebody who don't know shit, it's better to learn with somebody who at least knows something, you know what I'm saying, so they can add their little two cents in and corrections and keep you moving. So every Tuesday, a different language. We're going to learn a different language, and then we'll go back over some of the previous learned words. And if you're fluent or speak another language, you know what I'm saying, you know, please stop by and give your input. You know, it's time to teach the world to understand each other, you know what I'm saying? So let's learn each other. Bring your ass. Find out what language we're learning today. And today we're learning... I don't know if that's correct, but, you know, Mexicans do that shit, too. We learning Española. You can go to www.byki.com. And, yeah, get you some software, man. And then you can be right along with us. Or you can go to livestream.com/WDGE Radio. Man, I'm live, showing everybody live how we do this thing. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's how we're going to do it. So, finna play a song real quick so I can get the little cam and everything set up. And, y'all can check me out live on livestream.com and, you know, showing y'all some instructions, man. This is how we get down in my town and in my town. And oh, shouts out to, everybody out there that's, finna tune in, you know what I'm saying, and check this thing out. Thank y'all for coming through. Call 347-237-5125 if you want to call in and voice your, you know what I'm saying, whatever, you know, you want to contribute something, you know what I'm saying? So let me give a shout out real quick, you know.
Yeah, we live here on 34, man. DJ Smell So Good, you know what I'm talking about? We got that good old cannon for you. Sleepy jail on the world. I'm going fucked up right now, but I don't mean shit. At the same time, though, I'm still going to rock trade for regardless. That's my life. Trade for life.
Let me get some of that. SFN Visuals in the building too, goddammit. You know we always on 34. Y'all need to go ahead, come down here, check this out. We got everything that a nigga need in the hood right here. Oh yeah, even though I don't go to it. myspace.com/SFN Visuals. That's just real nigga shit. Y'all can hit me up. Trey Folk, Wrecking the Game Entertainment. Part of time, smell good. This nigga here.
Yeah, Tampa, bitch.
Yeah, let's go. Cream Dot starting this thing off, y'all, because it's going down. Coming right back for to learn some languages, y'all. Española.
Style about the buckle, dotting, man, I'm screaming.
Just like some food out of bag of groceries. My jet set on cruise and I'm past your vultures. The best for you is just dash, you're hopeless. Still gotta keep it trill, praying that Obama be the first living president with a face on the dollar bill. Haters tell me how I feel, players keep it real. They trying to put him in the ground. If that happened, it's going down.
How about that, people? Got a little technical difficulties. Hold on. A little technical difficulties. Come on, mother. Leave me a boy. Oh, shit. Some bullshit, people. Some motherfucking shit. God damn it. All right. Well, we back, y'all. Time to learn the language Tuesday. You know, shit just kind of flipped out on me. Yeah, we're going to BYKI.com. Also, BuenSoft is BuenSoft. BuenSoft.com. They don't have that many languages on there, but they got a lot of activities and stuff you can play. So that's why I like that website. You know what I'm saying? You can check them out. So, one more song, because I'm still trying to set up my live recording, so you can check it out. Livestream.com/WDGE Radio. And the new shit, every Tuesday, man, we're going to be doing this. So tell a friend to tell a friend to check in. You know what I'm saying? And help another friend. Because if we all come together and learn these languages, man, we all understand each other. You feel me? Right about now, we all kind of, I don't know, thinking on other levels. So that's real. Ashwood in the building. Let's go ahead and get our money real quick. Coming right back, y'all. Live, start your smell it, pride. Yeah.
Put the cold water in after the Pyrex out. Put the white stuff in, light the incense in the house. You add the baking soda, then you try the product out. That's what it's all about. We're getting money. Put the cold water in after the Pyrex out. Put the white stuff in, light the incense in the house. You add the baking soda, then you try the product out. That's what it's all about. We're getting money. Any party that's popping, I'm on the scene. Somebody please pass me a towel, I'm so clean. Rosé and hell green. The kid trying to make reality my dream. No sleep, that's my team. Smoke with your boy Ashwood, I might steam. In a coupe with that lean. Cross hang down to my belly, the chain mean. Little homie, I got it locked. Pass the egg beater, cause my style straight drop. Women classy like Coco Chanel. Uh-huh. Independent, put up four for the bell. Won't tell. I stand for something, won't fall for nothing. I got you open off my introduction. When it comes to the music, I put my heart, mind, body, and soul. Uh-huh. Give me your ears if you want a bankroll. I told them. You put the cold water in, I threw the Pyrex out. Put the white stuff in, light the incense in the house. You add the baking soda, then you try the product out. That's what it's all about. We're getting money. Cold water in, I threw the Pyrex out. Put the white stuff in, light the incense in the house. You add the baking soda, then you try the product out. That's what it's all about. We're getting money.
I'm feeling like the headliner, so quote that. I'm in a good mood as I hop in a throwback. Pretty thing with me, grab my coat from the coat rack. About to leave shorty, cause a friend ass more fat. You hesitate, I know how to approach that. Pulled out the kush, she like where we could smoke at.
What?
On the interstate, mommy so roll ass. She said a man whack, he don't know where the hole at.
Nah.
Fall back, I'm in the zone like a touchdown. I'm guaranteed to have the streets hype this time around.
Uh-huh.
I got them all sick cause my name buzzing. Better hold on to your seats, kid, I'm coming. I'm not leaving, so get used to me. Lady spot me up in the club, get loose for me. I do this thing in my sleep, it's all practice.
Uh-huh.
Switch up my style, these lanes are swag jackets.
You put the cold water in, I threw the Pyrex out. Put the white stuff in, light the incense in the house. You add the baking soda, then you try the product out. That's what it's all about, we're getting money.
Put the cold water in, I threw the Pyrex out. Put the white stuff in, light the incense in the house. You add the baking soda, then you try the product out. That's what it's all about, we're getting money.
Thing crunk, y'all. We're getting this thing crunk, y'all. Hold on just a second. I got some little things I'm trying to do, you know what I'm saying? We live. Yeah, man. Y'all already know, man. It's your boy DJ Smell So Good. I'm holding it down. Live on the live stream, man. I got some little stuff that I'm working on. Y'all can see how I'm working on my desktop. You know what I'm saying? And y'all can. I'm taking y'all kind of behind the studios right now. And, yeah. That's what we're doing, you know what I'm saying? So just give me one more second, man, because I got everything in place. I got to pull up my language learning program. We're going to start getting our language on, our Espanola on. Each and every Tuesday, we're going to learn a different language, man. We got Afrikaans, we got Macedonian, Korean, Japanese, you know what I'm saying? Siamese, goddamn it, I don't give a damn. We're going to learn something up in this motherfucker today. Shouts out to motherfucking Happy Man, you know what I'm saying? Must be smoking on that good, because he done beamed up on this mofo here. You know what I'm saying? You want to get live on the Starship, smell that pride, smoke toke with your boy. You know what I'm saying? You can hit me up, 347-237-5125. This is TAMPA, Tampa Bay, Flow Weed, duh, 813 up in the house, Dirty South, you done heard it out of my mouth, ow, yeah, I'm smoking too. So, yeah, hola to you. And y'all give me just one more second, man. I'm trying to, you know, diddy my shit up, you know what I'm saying? And we're going to come right back. Let's see. Hey, let's see. Hold on. Let me check my damn switchboard because I didn't know he was calling. My bad, happy man. I hope you call and speak some happy languages. All right. At the sound of the beam, homie, you be beamed on up. Let me beam more happy man up, people. Y'all give me just a second. You know what I'm saying? I got to squirt some lemon juice on my transporter beam real quick. All right, let me beam him up. Let me see what's happening. Go ahead and beam me up. Timmy, chill out over there. Beam him up real quick. God damn it. Oh. Hello? 412. The fuck is going on? The fuck is going on with the switch? Hold on, 412. I got to beam you up again. I don't know what the hell happened. I think Timmy playing with the remote. Timmy, get your little... Sorry about that, people. Y'all know I got Timmy on board, and Timmy be showing his ass sometimes. You know what I'm saying? Yo, give me 1 second, man. Let me beam him on in again. There you go.
Holy shit, man. You left my arm down there the first time.
There we go. 412. See, easy, man. You can't change your fucking names to anything.
You left my arm down there. What the fuck? I don't know what you're talking about.
Hold
on,
man.
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
You didn't need your arm, man. You only need your fucking head to talk. That's all you need. Hold on, people. We got technical difficulties. Let me beam this man up correctly. I beamed you halfway up, man. I don't know what the hell is going on. It's this damn...
I ain't got no fucking legs.
Hold on, brother. I'm trying to damn beam you up. This is new shit I'm using. That's what it is. All right, 10 minutes and it got to stop. You know. All right, people, we can't broadcast live because it's jamming up too much shit.
Huh?
Nah, my shit jamming up. I don't know. I'm going to figure it out in a second. I'm trying to, man, just hold on, man. I got easy right outside the ship, people. Y'all hold on a second. I got to get this right and walk over here, man. Here we go. Here we go. Hard beam, people. Here we go. We can get them on in here. Here we go. Sorry about that, either. You already know how we do, man.
All right, that's better.
God damn, what the hell is that? Oh, sorry about that. Yeah, turn that on. Oh, motherfucker. All right. Yeah, that's the audio playing back live. You know what I'm saying? We had to shut it off for a second so I can learn what the hell is going on with my shit. Happy Man is in the building, people. What's happening, Happy?
Who is that happy motherfucker? Why is he all happy?
Smoking weed, man.
What's he saying here? He says, do you... What the fuck is he saying, man? He said something about why they call you smelly. Do you stink? Do you have issues with your ass? Can you beam a fart up?
Oh, that's what I was speaking another language. I ain't understand what he was saying. You know what I'm saying? I'm in Spanish mode right now, so I ain't translate that into Espanol.
Es todo un olor y smelly fart.
Yeah, there you go. Estados. Hold on, I gotta check that with the Spanish dictionary. Hold on, make sure that's correct.
So it's Tito, Escada, El Taco, El Diablo. It's a chili bean.
See.
You eat the chili bean, huh? Then you study the farta.
Then you study the farta.
You start up.
Man,
the
you fucking my language up, man. You fucking my language up. You fucking my language up. All right, people, I gotta hook in. Y'all, hold on. Hooking in. Let's share some languages. Make sure everybody can hear. Scooby dooby doo, that means Scooby.
Now listen, I want to talk about something.
Hola. Si.
This last night on BTR, There was a fucking attack on BTR last night from some hackers.
Hold on. What happened?
There was an attack on BTR last night. They actually had to shut the fucking station down. Some dude attacked it. His name was Boner. And his Boner fucking attacked BTR really good last night. You should have seen what he did. He'd go into a chat room, and he would put, like, fucking 27 guests in there. Then he would fucking, like, flood the whole chat with, like, rotten shit, like, you know, fuck you, motherfucker. He just put that in there, like, for 2 miles. You couldn't chat if you wanted to, you know? He just tortured him. Then he kept calling him on Skype. Then he would call him on different landline numbers and let the numbers show up. So he was getting them on every front. I mean, he tortured a couple of these shows. Not that I thought it was cool. I thought it was pretty sickening, you know? But, I mean, the way he did it, you know, you got to be a pretty smart guy to do something like that. You know, you also got to be pretty fucking creepy. But, you know, I mean, his intelligence was, that's not taking anything away from his intelligence. I mean, this motherfucker, he did it up, man. He did it up big time. And
one thing, people be thinking people be idiots and shit. Man, please, that takes a lot of dedication and mind thinking to do some more diabolical shit. The most smartest motherfuckers is locked up in prison.
That's right.
So,
but you know what's really crazy is, you know, that actually closed. You know, he blocked it so he couldn't get in the chat room, and you couldn't sign on to BTR because they were just flooded. I mean, he just flooded the whole station, the whole BTR network, and it was pretty bad. He actually shut the shows down. He shut them down. So I hope they catch the fucker. You know, I mean, you know, he's pretty.
Well, see, that's the whole killer about ball talk, though. It is every room tracks IP addresses, though. So, I mean, unless you just, you know, jumping IP to IP.
Yeah, he had multiple IP addresses, smelling, but, you know, you can get a machine to change IP numbers. You know that, right?
Yeah, or to hide it, yeah.
Or you can change your IP number if you know how. So there's ways to do this stuff. And, you know, he figured it out. What they figured it out as, that he must have been, there must have been like a group of college kids that had multiple computers there, you know? And he just went under and he attacked the network, man. He threw a full-fledged attack on them, and he won. He shut them down.
Yeah, well, thank you, Lord, for me doing my daytime action. Hey, I'm riding on the daytime.
He probably, I'm picking on the nighttime people. What he was picking on, really, was the psychics. He would actually talk on the line, and he'd say, you're all fakes and all this stuff, and, you know, you're hurting people out there, telling them stuff, you know, telling them that their loved ones are coming to talk to them, you know. And you know, he was really getting on them big time. I expect them to be back tonight.
Yeah, hey, brother, I can't say I hate on because I don't.
Well, some of them psychics do. You got to admit that, Smiley. Some of the ones you know are full of shit on there. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So
and, I mean, some of them.
An asshole and got an opinion. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So.
Some of them surprised the hell out of me, though. You know, I've called in just for enjoyment. You know, just out of pleasure, not out of any beliefs or anything like that. Just for something to do. And man, they told me some stuff that was unbelievable, you know, that, like, I sat there and go, how the heck would they know that? So there's got to be a little bit to it, you know what I mean? Yeah. What do you think of that?
That's weird, that one. Shut them down. BTR, y'all better tighten up, shit. That's crazy. It'll be all right, though. Shit. And if they know how to track, you know what I'm saying, start tracking them little, they'll centralize. I know that. That motherfucker, it's going to come to one central place.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? One area. You know what
right.
I'm saying?
Right. I know.
And he making the call so that, you know, Skype keeps track of your
your
calls and IP addresses and shit where you come from. So you just can't set up no shit.
Right.
Without a meeting somewhere.
I think that if they really, really want to pursue it, you can hire one of these internet security companies. You know that. And if you pay them enough money, they'll find out where that damn call came from.
Yeah.
You know, they will find out. If they got to spend $1,000 to find out, so be it. But they will find out where it came from, if they want to. If they want to find out, they'll spend the money to do it. You agree with me?
Right. If they really want to, but I doubt it.
You're right.
Unless it becomes a problem. Like, if he do that shit, like, tonight, and then the night again, now it's an issue, because it's going to start affecting the premium people who paying for them shits. It ain't really the free motherfuckers. It's the people that's paying, you know what I'm saying, the premium prices for their shows. Now, they shit, man, and most of them psychics do that shit.
Well, see, my thing is,
you know what I'm saying, they premium, so.
Right. What I say is, what do they do when you got somebody from, like, out of the country that's doing that? You know you can't do nothing to them. How the hell are you going to do something to somebody in Swami, Africa? You're not going to do nothing.
Yeah.
There's no law. There's no law against it.
Yeah, that's true.
So if they want to fuck you, they'll fuck you. I've had a hacker come on my news site already, Smelly, and fuck me.
It's crazy, man. It's really, I don't know. The internet ain't secured at all. I don't give a damn how secure you want to think you can make it. You can't. It's an open source network. You know
I say the money is in internet security.
Basically, that would be the you know what I'm saying, securing people's shit. Cause other than that, man, shit. Lo siento. I'm sorry. You are el fucto.
No.
Or feet, as they say in Germany. You are feet.
Yeah. Smelly feet.
Yes, man. So what you speak any languages? You got any second languages?
Yeah, I do.
What would you speak?
I speak Polish.
I mean, seriously, because you know, fucking with it. Let me introduce y'all. Speak what?
I said, Yashi Masha Dibishpach.
Yashi Masha Dibishpach.
I said, hi, how are you? I am doing fine. In Polish. Yashi Masha Adubja Spach.
You Polish or something? You're Polak?
Half Polak. Irish Polak.
What? So why you always say a dumb Polak? What is that joke all about?
I don't know. I just think Polish people are stupid. You know?
Oh. Yeah, I'm like, what the hell? That always counts. I'm like, what the fuck is a Polak? I ain't never met a Polak. Oh, what's a, you know what I'm saying? Like that's a German or something. Like, what's a Polak? Do they speak?
Well, no, they for a German, they call them a Jerry. What's a
Jerry?
Jerry? Yeah, did you ever hear that?
No, I'm a Jerry. And I've been over there. We call that sauerkrauts and schnitzels.
in World War II, the Germans were referred to as the Jerrys. You mean you didn't hear that? You were in the friggin' army?
What? No.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Common term, Smelly. I'm surprised you haven't heard of that.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, the Jerrys. Yeah.
The Jerrys. Like the Germans, but the Jerrys.
Right. Oh, yeah. Common.
Like, yeah, Charlie's. Yeah, Charlie and then...
Vietnam.
Okay. What? Damn Jerrys. Hey, people. You see, we learned something new every day right here on the motherfucking show. Time to learn a language today, Tuesday. Every Tuesday, we're going to do this. We're going to learn a new motherfucking language. You know what I'm saying? So,
in Polish, if you want to say to your friend, hi, how are you? I am doing fine. That is Yashi Masz Adubja Spach. Now, I will write it in the chat room for everybody.
Yeah, I often say, yeah. So, anyway, I spell it out. You know what I'm saying? Y'all can write it down at your leisure and restudy these words. You know what I'm saying?
Yashi Musha Spach. That's being you.
Sound a little Macedonian.
Oh, fuck. I didn't press it right. I wrote that for nothing. I hate doing that, don't you?
Hell no.
Yashi Musha Dubsha Spach. C-H, boys and girls, and I put it in the chat room for everybody.
Bam. And y'all can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/smellybtr. Click on the chat button, and then take it to the chat room, and y'all can check out the words. Yeshi Mush Abdusha Spuch.
Dubja.
Dubja. Dubja Spuch. Yeshi Mush Abdusha Spuch.
Spuch.
Spuch. Like Dutch. Spuch.
Right.
Yeshi Mush Abdusha. Dupsha
Sputch.
Sputch. Yeshi Mush Adupsha Smutch. Sputch.
That's it.
And that says what again?
Hello, how are you? I am doing fine.
Alright. All of that, y'all. Yeshi Mush Adupsha Sputch. 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 I don't know why I want to ooch when it's uch. Sputch.
Now, there's one more word we'll learn. One more. Scuddy Bubba.
Scuddy Bubba.
I'm right in the chat. S-T-U-E-D. Shut up.
Steady, Bubba.
T-U-B-B-A. It is going in the chat.
Steady, Bubba.
Stutter, Bubba.
Stutter, Bubba.
Uh-huh. Yep. Now, for all you ladies out there, that means old woman.
Stutter, Bubba. Girl, use a stutter, Bubba. Hey, stutter, Bubba. Yeah, I'm talking to my stutter, Bubba. That's my old girl, you know. It's my old girl, you know.
Old hoe.
Yeah, my old hoe. Old girl. All right, stutter bubble, people. We learning new words. That's Polish right there, people. You know we learn Spanish, but it's fucking, it's all the same shit. As long as we learn something.
About a little bit of Irish.
Yeshi mushy.
Now you want some Irish?
Yeshi mushy.
How about some Irish?
Oops, just butch.
Here's some Irish. Some Irish.
Oi, oi. Pour me another beer.
L-A-R-K-E-1. You ready? Here's some Irish. Ah, malarkey. You got it?
What? I malarkey?
Ah, malarkey.
I malarkey. I don't talk leprechaun. But
ah, malarkey.
Oh, me party good.
That is leprechaun. Or Irish.
Oh. I malarkey. What
that
I mean?
That means, oh my goodness.
Oh malarkey.
Oh malarkey. Like, oh my goodness.
Why you gonna say, oh my goodness?
Mm-hmm.
Why you gonna say, oh my goodness?
I can say, oh my goodness, what's going on here?
Yeah. So if I bust in and I'm like, oh my goodness, what's going on here? They gonna be like, what?
Oh my goodness, look at her tits.
Yeah. And they're going to be like, huh? And then I'm going to be like, oh, me larky. Like, oh, oi, don't. And then the music started playing.
Here,
you know?
I got a Spanish word. You ready? Carna me carny. C-A-R-N-Y. Carna.
That's meat. Carne is meat.
C-A-R-N-E-E-Y. N-E-E-T, not Carney, Carney-Y. Okay, Carna, Carney, me Carney.
Something meat, the meat.
Carna, me Carney, eat my meat.
Yeah, I already knew something like that. It was around it. Carney, me Carney, horse. Yeah, that's a new one for you. Carney, me Carney.
Or you could call it lick the stick, as they say in the hood.
Yeah, these are words that we will obviously be able to use universally. You got fick dish, you know what I'm saying? That's in German. Y'all wanna learn some German, fick dish. F-I-C-H-D-I-C-H, fick dish. Or you got a Scheißkopf. Forgot how to spell the Scheißkopf.
Sprechen Sie Deutsch.
Yeah, sprechen Sie Deutsch. S-P-R-E-C-H-E. S-I-E. D E U T C H E, I believe. Deutsch.
Yep, you're right.
I believe. Sprechen Sie Deutsch.
Okay, now tell them what it
Sprechen
means.
Sprechen Sie Deutsch unmittelnd. That's U N L I T L E N. Unmittelnd. It means you speak it a little. Let's see who the hell this is. Call me on the back line. Oh, Jet. Damn, Jet, you always call me while I'm on the motherfucking radio. Why you do that shit? Call me back. Jet, that's Jet said people call him Hollywood. Asked me if I got the movies and sent me. He sent me some bootleg movies. You know what I'm saying? That's how we do. Yeah. So I got the new Precious 2012. I got a new some shit else he sent me.
I seen Precious.
Shit.
That was a good one. You'll like
yeah.
Precious.
Ninja Assassin.
Yeah, that wasn't any good. That's your typical ninja movie.
Yeah.
You seen one? You seen them all?
I seen them all. Yeah. Except for the motherfuckers that they get all stupid with their effects and shit.
2012 was a good one. It had a good graphics in it. Oh my god, good. Make sure you watch it on a good screen.
Yeah, but it ain't all the green screen bullshit, is it?
What do you mean?
No, I mean you know how the movies nowadays all they doing is the green screen effect. They ain't doing no, you know, no actors in the motherfucker really. You know what I'm saying?
What do you see? That's 2012. No, you'll like this 2012. 2012's the shit, man. It's the shit.
Here first, you know.
As far
saying?
As the cinematography on it, it's the shit. None better. They'll win everything this year on that. You watch.
Yeah.
They'll win all the Academy Awards. You watch.
Do what they do. We're going to get into some rapid fire real quick. Speak another language. This is spoken word. You know what I'm saying? Time to learn the language is Tuesday.
All right.
Motherfucking the easy ride in the building. Shouts out to Pittsburgh. Losing ass. I mean, hey, brother. How you doing now? How you doing, my brother?
Sure.
I forgot you was on the line.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. And motherfucking the Raiders, too. You know, I don't like y'all asses either. So, fuck the sucking is. Fuck football, man. Football sucks this year. Fucking.
Is that right?
Man, shit. Anyway, let's go, people. This is rapid fire. We're coming back to learn another language. Española is in the building.
An open microphone
Polish
can be dangerous.
Somewhat English. Got it going on, though. Y'all come back. Thought you'd smell it fast.
Yes.
Petrol problems like a brother that was born sick. I'm up in the crack of dime so much I'm thinking of doing a porn flick. I tried to warn Rick by fucking with this porn chick. Now we call him human torch cause he's burning with an orange dick. So when I say that I'm killing the trim, that means I'm dealing with them like Eminem is dealing with Kim. I leave him hanging high like Vince Carter with his arms still in the rim. The tiger shark that's killing the brim and willing to swim an extra mile to get the Mentos. My pen flows over the paper like a leaf on the pond when the wind blows. Keep more flavor with one finger than most can with 10 toes. You be Mr. Nice Guy trying my best to offend hoes.
You know the name, the girl genius is back in it. Damn thing changed. Not down with the king, but down with my mic. Tonight, tonight I lay claim to my throne. Y'all niggas should know I never leave the microphone alone. So when I'm done speaking, it's your soul I own. Creeping like the Grim Reaper, better stop praying. Cause when a rapper fires friend, you need a bulletproof vest to catch your words. I'm saying, can't build a dam to stop the flow. And that's why I don't talk fast, you think slow. So if you can't take the heat back up, cause I'm breathing fire, I've got a burning desire to take you high like my IQ. Check the rhymes and give credit where credit's due. Cause so it isn't a title that's given, it has to be earned. They call you STD, so burn, baby, burn. No matter what you say or what you do, my whole crew will chew through you like gum on the bottom of my left shoe. Matter of fact, my newborn child kicks better rhymes than you do. Yeah, I said it. I mix metaphors with the masters of the best. Me, Eric, Tommy, B, XP, lay your whole crew to rest. And I'm about to do something I don't do too often. Pass the mic to my nigga E, let him put the nail in your coffin.
Corporate lung where I'm from, words bang like a gun. Here I come, poets run. Spoken word, proud of the sun. Yo, I got old shit better than your new shit.
What?
New shit better than your whole clips. My skills so ill that I flow sick. I'm always ready and willing to start penning verbal penicillin. Omega ain't the end. Yo, it's more like the beginning. This Mothman prophecy has a butterfly effect. Baby, the streets are swashing. Fire will get you wet. We went from second class citizens to public enemy number one. Can't go April to Tupac with the same gun. Someone's a Farrakhan that Martin and Malcolm will kill with the same gun. I ain't DMC, but I run. Just to see Jam Master Jay walk this way. Just to have my parents live one more day so they can hear me talk this way. I hear a lot of truth and sentence just so I choke and say that no one can stop me. With one mic, I'm the tourist in B.I.G. That means George Bush and Dick Cheney can't Tupac me. So-called rappers can't hip-hop me. This is poetry from BX to BK, from NY to GA. Mr. Moore opens up the brain stores and your thoughts will soar. And you might as well call me old school. Cause like Big Daddy Kane, I just got more.
Now come peep some up close and personal conversation. When the poor that have been half amazing. The prodigal child's been buck wild till my feet first hit the pavement. See how they come out the vagina crying. I had a slick tongue from day one. And by age six I had Mother Goose turning tricks. And I stole all the juice from Dr. Seuss. Cause them cat in the hat lyrics he was kicking while they was pussy like kitten. And that was just the beginning. Cause by the time I hit my teenage years I was communicating my peers in street code that only we know. Cause see, slang is my first language. I only speak the King's English when I'm talking to the police or I'm conducting business. But other than that, when I see something I like, I say it's fat. If I think it's some bullshit, I say it's whack. If I think a girl's attractive, then I say I wanna hit that. See a handgun as a gat, a handshake is some dap. But if I say I'm holding you down, then that means I got your back. See, I'm a walking metaphor, a spoken wordologist, and smoking herb is my only psychologist. Cause I was labeled insane at a very early age. Cause I was Dickie and Jane before I even got to the first grade. See, my verbal DNA, see, I was born to be slick with this wordplay. So I'm a word hustler by nature. I turn product into paper and rob Peter to pay Paul. But I should've robbed them both and said, fuck paying it all. But I hustle with my tongue and not with my gun. But please don't get it twisted, cause my rap, she still weighs a ton. Cause see, I'm currently waiting 6 court dates in 6 states. But verbally murdered the first 6 court that walked across the stage. See, I went on a random rampage and popped up in the poetry spot with my mouth is cocked. And I pop a poem and it's not with a poem that rocks. And I don't run from shit, so I wait on the cops cause they can catch a hot one too. Cause these verses don't discriminate, just penetrate your chest, play this game over like checkmate. And I love banging these similes like RK love jail, baby.
An open microphone can be dangerous, 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 dangerous.
Need more right there, people. You know what I'm saying? Rapid fire, along with a couple of other folks. You know what I'm saying? Doing their thing right there. Wonder where the hell everybody at today. Goofy Bone ain't been hanging out. This has been banned and everything, which, you know. I mean, excuse me, people temporarily on vacation. Yeah. Fucking BTR. Y'all, hold on. We're coming right back at you. Y'all already know what we're doing. Yeah. What the hell is that? Oh. Cue the commercial. What the hell is going on? I guess they don't want exotic craving, huh? Okay, so you guys want to go to the strip club. My bad. Going to the strip club, people. What the is going on with this? Is going on. All right, fuck it, people. Bring Easy back on. Fucking shit is nut. Easy, yeah. No, cause I don't hear you. It's yeah, I'm trying to keep it clean, y'all. It's pissing me up. You know what I'm saying? But let me refresh real quick, man. I'm about to all me larky up in there, man. You know what I'm saying? Fick dish.
Porn show.
Oh, there it goes.
Shit. You running a porn show there or what?
Yeah, Carney me Carney to all the ladies out there, you know what I'm saying?
What the fuck, man? Get it together, dude.
Yeah, man. El Spucho Mito.
Get a fucking get a grip on it, dude.
No, man.
You know how to
hey, y'all can go to BYKI if y'all want to learn a language, man, for real, for real. www.bykis, before you know it, .com to teach you all the languages, man. It's like, I don't know, shit. From A to B, A to Z. It's a language in every fucking language is on there. If it's not on there, write to them and they'll put the shit on there for you. But yeah, that's what I'm using. It's BYKI. They got.
I
want
to learn how to speak kangaroo.
Australian.
Yeah. What words do they speak? I was sitting there thinking that the other night. If it's English, they speak English. I mean, what language do they speak?
No, because they got a different slang or something to it, like wagging off. You know, like we say, we play hooky. You know what I'm saying? Like we skip in school, we play hooky.
Yeah.
You know, they say wagging off.
They can wag this off.
You know what I'm saying? They just got different, I don't know, it's different words. Because, Tasha was telling me about that, but it's not no, I don't think it's no language per se, though. You know what I'm saying? Like you can go and, I'm finna look, but I don't think it is.
Just find out. Just wonder what the fuck they're speaking when they're talking to you.
Find out, people, because I don't think it is an Australian language. Like you know what I'm saying? Like that's a language. Let's see. I mean, what would that area, I don't know, what would Australia be?
I was trying to figure that out the other day. I was going, if you know, you're from Australia, what the fuck language do you speak? I mean, is it like German or is it like English? I mean, is it fucking some kind of fucking tribal? You know, they have some kind of tribal thing. See what I mean?
All right, let's see. Let me Australia. Fuck it. I'm going to type in Australia. See what the hell pop up. Shit. All language for Australia. Let's see what the hell pops up. Man. Australian slang. That's all I see. Pop cultures. 22 cards for it. Everything else is Hungarian, Indonesian, and Italian. Alright, let's check it out. Let's click on it. Let's see. Let's learn some Australian slang that's known in pop culture. Alrighty then. That's all I know, because I don't think it ain't no language. They ain't got no language. They talk fucking English. Paul Hogan ass over here, and he talked with a slang to it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But just, all of it.
Well, Mel Gibson, he don't talk with no fucking accent.
No, and he what the hell is he? He ain't Australian, but he Irish or something, ain't he?
Who, Mel? Yeah, he's Australian. Fuck, he ain't.
What?
Yeah, Mel Gibson's us. He did that fucking Road Warrior and that. Where the fuck you think they filmed it at?
Oh.
You didn't know that? What the fuck? You're supposed to be a fucking radio man, a movie star man?
Ace, I don't watch no motherfucking movies.
But motherfucking movie star
DJ, man.
You don't know fucking Mel Gibson.
A motherfucking I'm a DJ, man. Not a goddamn Siskel and Ebert.
Hey, I want you to hear something. I'm going to play something for you, right? Listen. Here it goes. Here it goes. Hold on.
You guys got to excuse me if he farts in the phone, okay? He's that type of thing.
Mel Gibson, he don't talk with no fucking accent. Hold on 1 second, buddy. I'm waiting to hear something. Smelly.
I'm listening.
Okay, I'm not going to talk for a second. I want to play this for you. I'm going to send something to you, see if you can play it. That's all. I'll send it to you. You'll like this. Because I'm fucking brain dead, and I don't know how to fucking do nothing on this motherfucker. Yeah.
He's sounding like
Timmy.
Smelly boy. Smell my ass.
Okay, people, we're gonna have to transport him off. There you go, brother. Take that.
World War II fucking thing. That's World War II. That ain't motherfucking Star Wars.
Yeah. Well, I ain't got no phases and shit yet, you know. Ace is excellent. Ace. That's excellent in Australian.
What is Ace?
Ace. Agro. Agro.
Nigro. Negro.
Agro, A-G-R-O, agro, angry or aggressive about a situation. Agro.
I thought you said something else.
Why don't tell the damn language? I mean, the words.
I thought you said the main word.
No. Ankle biter, a small child. Hey, you ankle biter.
I used to be an ankle biter. Is that why my mother used to call me that?
Arvo. It's afternoon. This is all Australian people. We're learning Australian right now.
My mother used to always tell me not to bite these girls' fucking ankles.
An Aussie, and this is Australian. Hey, Aussie. Ozzy Osbourne. Was he an Aussie? All right.
No,
Bailout.
Ozzy's cool.
Bailout. To depart.
Is Ozzy Australian? I thought Ozzy was.
I don't know.
He's English. He's not Australian. He's from England.
I was just asking.
Well, I do know. He's from England. Ozzy Osbourne is from England. FYI.
Get some learning music.
FYI. If they say in Hollywood music, FYI, okay?
For your ignorance. Yes, for your ignorance, brother.
Yeah. Okay, right. Here, now I got something for you.
Oh, man, let me here. Play my damn.
I'm trying to do this for a fucking year now.
Why? Yeah, there we go.
Hey, Dad, I told you I'm brain fucking.
Yeah, there we go. Smooth music in the back. We can learn some motherfucking language ass. Yeah. What the hell? Are you on Skype?
No. No, I'm on,
huh?
No, I'm on, Hey, listen to that. Listen.
I'm here to tell you that bid66.com homicide.
Nah, this is fucked up, man. You know, I'm ready to fucking smack somebody. Somebody needs a good fucking bid slapping.
Where the hell am I smoke alone at then?
I smoke alone. I like that song.
I ain't talking about it uploading. That shit ain't up here.
Yeah, man, that is a good jam, though, really. Yeah, I smoke alone. Yeah.
I knew I had that shit loaded up, but I don't know what the fuck I had. I ain't talking about it. Looking for a song, people. Y'all hold on. You're the one for sounds of Norman Brown.
You
back.
Kidding me? I erased all my motherfucking folders. Hear me?
Yeah, go back and restore.
I can't fucking believe I did something like that.
Yeah, click back on your recycle bin and then click on restore.
What the fuck? All my fucking files gone with all my commercials, everything in it. What the fuck did I do? Hold it here, everybody. Hold it. Hold the show. Hold the fucking show, Smelly.
Okay.
Every fucking thing. Everything must stop right now. I can't fucking believe I lost it all.
Don't nobody go in the bathroom for about 45 minutes. Open the window.
Okay, I'm going into my recycle bin. Smelly?
Yeah, they in there?
I don't know. I don't see nothing in there. Something's starting to fucking ramble.
Yeah, if they're in there, I mean, all you got to do is click on restore. And then it'll put them back in there and wherever you deleted them from.
Oh my fucking god. What if I hit system restore and I set it back like a month? Would that work it? Yeah, it'll put everything back, right?
Yeah.
There ain't nothing, there ain't jack shit in my recycle bin.
How did you do that?
I have no fucking idea what I did here. I have all kind of different ways to restore this shit, though. I do know that. I can't believe it. I go into all my folders and they're empty.
Hola, Miss Computer Lady. Buenos tardes to you. Espera un momento, por favor. She's only coming through for a moment.
Me gotta go.
I think.
I'm gonna try to fix it. I see you later.
I think. What's espera? Espera.
Hey, I'm out of here, dude. I'm out of here.
Yeah.
I'll talk to you later, brother.
Okay. Wait, people, that's Mr. Easy Rider right there. Y'all
bye.
Know what time it is. Let me go ahead and beam him off right here real quick. Give him a good beam kick off. You know what I'm saying? Appreciate you. Mr. Easy Rider all the way from Pittsburgh, people. You know what I'm saying? Hanging out in the star, should have smelled the pride. There we go. Beam y'all off, brother. You know what I'm saying? Hola, como esta, the Miss Computer Lady. I don't know what Espari, oh, wait, un momento, por favor. Oh, okay. Espera, un momento, por favor. Wait a moment, please. Si, el will duo. All right, we got a couple more, y'all. I'm going to read, we got about 4 minutes till we get into the nutty news of the day. So I'm going to read a couple more, of these, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to put some of my background music on and, read a couple more of these. We in some Australian slang right now. You know what I'm saying? We learning some Australian slang dedicated, you know what I'm saying, to my own girl, you know, Miss Tasha Triple AX. You know what I'm saying? Bailout. A bailout is to depart, and it's usually angrily, which is what the motherfucking government is doing to us now. Departing, usually leaving us angry. Yes. A Barbie. Yeah, when they always say throw a shrimp on the Barbie. If you want to know what that means, it's a barbecue, people. Yeah, shouldn't have been a no-brainer on that one, but all right. Let's go to Barack. Barack. To cheer on. Barack. Woo, Barack. Barack. I don't know how you would use that, but all right. Beauty. This is also Canadian. Means fantastic. I'm beauty. That's two languages in one right there, people. That's also Canadian. Beauty means fantastic. I am beauty. Beauty. Easy Rider or Miss Computer Lady. Beauty. Right. Right. All right. Let's see. Bicky. B-I-K-K-I-E. Bicky is a biscuit. What they mean is cookie, like a, you know, biscuit also means cookie. That's three words in one. A bicky or a biscuit, which is also a cookie. Who say y'all ain't learned shit on this show? You bloke. You ever heard his mother call you a bloke? Hey, you bloke. It's a man or a guy. That's what a bloke is. Hey, you bloke. All right. Then we got a bludger, like Easy Rider. A bludger, hey, you bludger, a lazy person. Oh, sorry, brother, I didn't see you there. Yeah, bludger, bargain, B-O-G-I-N, bargain. To attack food with enthusiasm. Man, I'm finna bargain. All right, trying to give y'all some sentences. Bogan, B-O-G-A-N, a bogan is a slovenly, what the fuck is a sloven? Slovenly person. What the hell is sloven? Slovenly. All right. Look it up, people. Tell me and get back to me. 347-237-5125. All right. Breakfast is brekkie. Okay. What the fuck is brekkie? Breakfast. All right. Yeah. Bris Vegas. What? Which is Brisbane, Australia, capital of Queensland. Bris Vegas. B-R-I-S Vegas. Carket. C-A-R-K-I-T. Carket. To die. Cease functioning. Carket, sister. I guess that ain't really, yeah. Chuck a sickie. Yeah, chuck a sickie. God damn. Chuck a sickie. S-I-C-K-I-E. It's to use a sick day when you're healthy. Yeah. I'm about to chuck a sickie today. I guess you wouldn't use day again. All right. Chunder. I'm about to chunder. I'm about to vomit. Chunder is vomit, people. Yeah. Okay. Teaching y'all some new shit. This is all Australian slang, people. It's all Australian slang. Crack onto someone means to romantically pursue someone. God, I'm gonna crack on you. I want to crack on to you. I don't know if you want to say that in America. Yeah, that means you talking about somebody. You trying to, you know, crack a joke. Crack on to you. Yeah, I mean, I'm gonna talk. Well, okay. Cranky. Everybody know what the fuck cranky is. That ain't Australia. It's in a bad mood. Yeah. Everybody use that. What the hell kind of shit is that? And last but not least, we have crook, which means sick or badly made. Yeah. Crook. Don't be a crook. Don't be badly made. Yeah. All right. Once again, we're going to review these words, people. Make sure you learn them, and then we're going to get into the nutty news of the day. Cue my music. One more again. Do, 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 do. Do, do, do. Oh. All right, here we go. Oh, I got some new background music. I forgot. This is provided from WTMP. I'm going to use. I use old LeVar. Yeah, it worked. He all smooth and shit. All right. First word was ace. A-C-E, which means excellent. Then you got aggro, A-G-R-O, which means angry or aggressive about a situation. Then you got an ankle biter, which is a small child. You have arbo, A-R-V-O, which means afternoon. Then you have an Aussie or an Aussie, which is an Australian. Then you have a bailout, which is to debark, usually angrily. Barbie, which is a barbecue. Then you have barrack, B-A-R-R-A-C-K, which means to cheer on. Then you have beauty, which means fantastic. Then you have a bicky. B-I-K-K-I-E, which is a biscuit. Then you have a bloke, B-L-O-K-E, which is a man or a guy. Then you have a bludger, B-L-U-D-G-E-R, which is a lazy person. Bog in, B-O-G space I-N, is to attack food with enthusiasm, really eat it up. Bogan, B-O-G-A-N, is a slovenly person. Right, still trying to figure out what the fuck a sloven is, but all right. Then you got breakfast, which is brekkie, B-R-E-K-K-I-E. Then you got Brisbane, which is Brisbane, Australia. You got cark it, C-A-R-K-I-T, which is to die or cease functioning. You have chuck a sickie. Which is C-I-K-I-E, chuck a sickie, to use a sick day when you're healthy. Chunder means to vomit. Crack on to someone means to romantically pursue someone. Cranky is in a bad mood. And crook, which means sick or badly made. Bam! So now you just learned motherfucking Australian people. Australian slang right there. Alright. Doing a real big. That's BYKI. Make sure you go to BYKI.com. Let me make sure I drop that in the chat room. In case anybody wants to check that out. Shouts out to Eric Moore. Played him a little bit earlier. You know what I'm saying? Spent him. And BYKI. Let's see. BYKI.com. Anybody want to learn the language, man, go there, check it out, and it's real hot. All righty, people, does anybody know what time it is? Yeah, it's that time again, bitches. Time to learn language Tuesday, but right about now, it's time for news. Yeah, man, Nutty News Today is provided you in part by NuttyNewsToday.com. This show is being brought to you by www.byki.com, also www.boingsoft.com. You know what I'm saying? Go get your language learning software. Step the game, El Biatches. Come on, y'all. Say what? It's business time. Oh, man, y'all already know. The news is brought to you by NuttyNewsToday.com, man. for all your latest and greatest nutty news from around the world. I mean the world. So let's go ahead and cue this porn music up. I got some new porn music coming too, y'all. Don't forget, you know what I'm saying? I'm waiting on people to send me some fresh beats. If you know anybody got some fresh beats that I can use for my background music, it would be greatly appreciated. We'll give them shots outs and all the other good shit. Send it to smellybtr@live.com. And I make it do what it does. That's real. All right, y'all. Let's get into the motherfucking news. Well, we start out in the good old U.S. of A. Yep. Jobless professionals V for holiday sales work. Uh-huh. Mara Proctor used to design limestone hearths and columns for luxury homes near Kansas City, drawing on her college education and 6 years of training. These days, she's leading customers around a store that sells sculptured snowmen and Santa figurines. And it isn't by choice. Yeah. Because until a few weeks ago, Proctor was among the record 5.9 million Americans who have been jobless for at least 6 months. Now she belongs to a subset of that group, out-of-work professionals and managers, engineers and teachers who have turned in desperation to holiday season jobs as sales clerks. Retailers report a surge in application this year from professionals who have never applied for jobs, for such jobs before. Yeah, all you rich motherfuckers, yeah, it's time to work, bitches. Get your ass back into the goddamn workforce. Sitting on y'all motherfucking ass, making money off of us, bitches. Anyway, we're going to Denmark, you know what I'm saying? Well, Copenhagen Climate Summit is in disarray. Yeah, because United Nations Copenhagen Climate Talks are in disarray today after developing countries reacted furiously to leaked documents that show world leaders will next week be asked to sign an agreement that hands more power to rich countries and sideline the UN's role in all future climate change negotiations. The document is also being interpreted by developing countries as setting unequal limits on per capita carbon emissions for developed and developing countries in 2050. Yeah, didn't they say the world's supposed to end in 20 motherfucking 12? Stupid motherfuckers, now it's 2050. Meaning that people in rich countries will be permitted to emit nearly twice as much under their proposals. Man, y'all are going to try to fuck this shit up and bitches going to be walking around with gas mask on. So what? Still smoking my weed. Hey, y'all, we're going to Pennsylvania. Who lives there? I don't know. But an Amish man was found drunk, asleep, in a moving buggy. Yeah, they still got them bitches on the road. In Pennsylvania, they do. Yeah. A slow-moving horse and buggy led to the arrest Sunday night of a Paradise man who was charged with drunken driving. Yeah. Police said Elmer Stoltzfus Fisher, 22, was found slumped over and asleep in a buggy that was moving slowly in the first block of North Rocks Road. East Lampeter Township police received a call around 9:05 p.m., Sunday from off-duty Quarryfield, that sounds so fucking backwoods and country, Quarryfield police officer Jesse Blank. The buggy was moving at a walking pace, and the horse was straddling the center line as it pulled the buggy. Damn. I mean, how do you get arrested for drunk driving when you ain't even driving? Damn. I mean, you told the horse to stop. Is it your fault that the horse kept motherfucking going? What kind of shit is that, people? What kind of shit is that? I'm just saying. I'm just saying, you know, hey, if I'm drunk, you know, I thought I tied the horse up. Motherfucking, you know what I'm saying, started walking off. Shit, I found myself, you know what I'm saying, in the hood. I'm from suburbia. What the hell am I doing in the hood with a goddamn horse and carriage? Shit, niggas is about to have a field day. Anyways, let's get back into it, people. Then we just talk about Australia? Well, fuck it. We're back here. Sydney, Australia, where they're accused of censorship over art. Huh. What kind of shit is that? Yeah. Australia was accused of censorship Tuesday after it denied visas to North Korean artists invited to a rare international exhibition of their work, saying their studio is a propaganda tool of their country's communist government. The co-curator of the exhibition said the works were non-political and that letting them be displayed while banning their creators from entering the country so they could talk about them did not make sense. Five artists from the Mansudae Art Studio were invited to the Asia-Pacific Triennial of Contemporary Art in the eastern city of Brisbane to talk about their paintings and drawings that are part of the exhibition, which includes work for more than 100 artists from 25 countries in the region. That's fucked up. How you gonna bar a bitch from showing their art? Well, they did. Hey. So let's go to Florida, where EMTs rushed to Tiger Woods' home after a night. Now, you a motherfucking liar. You bitches ain't rushed no goddamn well. All right. Rescue teams rushed to Windmere Tiger Woods' compound. Now he got a compound. Well, how the fuck? What the fuck is a compound? How the fuck everybody living on compounds nowadays? I mean, you got a house, and if that bitch ain't got 10, 15 acres to it, how the fuck is that a compound? Because you got a backyard. All right. Anyways, Tiger Woods' compound after the 9/11 call was placed at 236. According to the EMT radio log, a middle-aged, blondish adult woman was transported to Health Central Hospital in Ocoee, Florida. NBC local affiliate WESH reports the patient initially refused transport but was later listed as an advanced life support patient. She has since been released. A black Cadillac Escalade bearing similar plates to the SUV that Tiger crashed later arrived at the hospital, and a woman resembling Woods' wife is said to have emerged. 45 minutes later, Tiger entered the hospital, sources say. An update, Dan Yates, an information officer at the Central Hospital in Ocoee, Florida, confirmed that the woman admitted to the hospital overnight was Barbara Holmberg. She was admitted with stomach pains that were not life-threatening, treated, and then released. Okay, who the fuck is Barbara Holmberg? Is that supposed to be the mistress or something? I don't know. Fuck it. Who cares? That's still nutty news. Lebanon, Pennsylvania. Damn, y'all got a Lebanon? Damn. Police led on a 100-mile-an-hour chase by, guess what? A 13-year-old ankle biter. Yeah, people. You see how we're using that language? A little fucking Barbie. Barbie, something like that. State police in central Pennsylvania say a 13-year-old girl led troopers on a high-speed chase that reached speeds of more than 100 miles per hour. Authorities say the pursuit started around 9:30 a.m. Monday when troopers observed a driver weaving in and out of her lane on Interstate 81 in Swatara Township. Police say the driver wouldn't stop when they tried to pull her over, and the high-speed pursuit continued for 9 miles on Interstate 78. They say she finally stopped the 1994 Pontiac Grand Am on the Fredericksburg off-ramp of I-78. I believe that's Easy Rider's nephew or niece. I believe that's one of his nieces. You know what I'm saying? Hey, don't be laughing. That could be one of your people. You know what I'm saying? Oh, my bad, y'all. My bad. I know I shouldn't even say that. You know what I'm saying? Uh-oh. Didn't mean to play that.
One minute to auto-destruct.
Yeah, I already know, man. Shit. Motherfucker, this shit just gonna start like that. You know what I'm saying? What the... What the hell is going on? That gotta be a retarded kid. Retarded kid, are you touching the damn controls?
Yay!
I knew you was. You little motherfucker, you. Alright, sorry about that, y'all. You got a damn little retarded kid and you're around here touching the controls and shit. You know, fucking Timmy, big ass head, you know what I'm saying? Hit the controls. You know, I don't know what the hell's wrong. Timmy, was you playing with goddamn retarded kid? You motherfucker, you?
Timmy!
Oh, okay. I figured you were. All right, y'all. Y'all excuse my affirmative action at work, you know what I'm saying, live on the Starship, man. It's, you know, you got to retire, hire retarded help, you know what I'm saying, up in space. So I got a couple of retired astronauts. Anyways, people, yeah, tin can filled with $10,000 was found at Kmart, and I'm pretty sure a stupid motherfucker turned it in. Yeah, we're in Des Moines, people. When employees of Des Moines Kmart store finally opened a red tin can that had been sitting on the customer service counter for 4 days, they got a $10,000 surprise. Yeah, because the can contained $10,380 in assorted bills. Employees called police after opening the can Friday. Police say the money was counted by a store manager, placed in envelopes according to denomination, and then turned over to officers. No note was found. Bet you got life fucked up. Boy, some stupid motherfuckers in this world, man. Y'all fuckers crazy. Bitch, that's Christmas. And you should have divided that up in between all the employees that found that shit. Straight up. That's what I would have did. Bitch, everybody would, if it was $10,000, everybody would have at least got, you know what I'm saying, $500-$600. Shit. Because there was probably a couple of them, you know, about 20 employees. Divide that shit up. Man, shit. People don't do stupid shit like that. There is no honesty in turning no motherfucking money in. That is stupidity, because the police is going to turn around and keep that shit for their motherfucking selves. Best believe that. I would. If I was a goddamn police officer, I'd be laughing at y'all. Hey, Charles, we got another one. Yeah, they're fucking turning in money left and right. What? I don't know, man. Fucking drug dealers are leaving the money around, and they don't fucking want it, I guess. I don't. What the hell is wrong with y'all, people? Anyways, we're in Sparks, Nevada, people, where U.S. government to round up wild horses with helicopters. Yeah, one of the most stirring symbols of the American West, Mustangs thundering freely across the range, could be heading east. Yeah, because the government wants to carry out what is believed to be the biggest ever roundup of wild horses on federal land. Moving as many as 25,000 Mustangs in burros to pastures in the Midwest and East out of fear their fast multiplying numbers will lead to mass starvation. The plan is facing heated opposition from advocates, including celebrities Sheryl Crow, Bill Maher, and Ed Harris, who contend the proposal is itself inhumane and unnecessary, and they say the situation is not as dire as the government has painted it. Hell nah. These motherfuckers chasing the damn horses with motherfucking helicopters. Man, that is traumatic to the fucking horses, man. You don't do no shit like that. What kind of shit is that, people? Honestly. Alright, let's go to Michigan, man. Shouts out to everybody up towards the motherfucking tip. Yeah. Ferndale, where police seek bank robber with who? Bad breath. Halitosis. Yeah. Authorities in Michigan say they are searching for a man with very crooked yellow teeth and bad breath, suspected of robbing the same bank twice. Yeah, Ferndale police said the suspect, described as thin, yep, and African-American. Y'all would have to do all the descriptions like that, you motherfuckers. Displayed a note Wednesday at the Charter One Bank demanding money and implying he had a gun. And these slow motherfuckers at the bank apparently gave a homeless man off the motherfucking streets the goddamn cash, you stupid bitches. Anyways, investigators said the man has very crooked yellow teeth and bad breath. The whites of his eyes are yellow. He looks and smells dirty. He was wearing a black hooded Carhartt type of jacket. And you stupid motherfuckers wouldn't have thought that was kind of suspect when the bitch walked into the bank. All right. I'll be home, not for Christmas, because your ass going to jail, motherfucker. Yeah. Let me get my shit cranked back up, man. Y'all want to hear something, man? All right. Let me go and get back to my jazz then. I know y'all like the jazz in the background. You know, that was kind of smooth, you know what I'm saying? Old Norman Brown doing his thing. Shout out to Norman Brown providing the background music, you know what I'm saying? Real quick, like, if I can get my shit together. Get your shit together, boy. Get your shit together, boy. Okay, here we go, people. I'm sorry. Sorry for that. Hope everybody's having a wonderful day. Hola, como esta? Fique dish to all the rest of you non-listening to this program motherfuckers out there. You know what I'm saying? 347-237-5125, man. Don't forget, live video will be start January 1st on livestream.com/WDGE Radio. Right now, though, you can go there and check out Janu video, Miss Red Shade's video. Man, I got a couple of artist videos up there. Ashwood, you know what I'm saying? Go there and check out the videos, man. You know, got that India video program starting soon. We in Washington, D.C., y'all, where business fumes over carbon dioxide rule. I would, too, because I'm getting tired of you motherfuckers killing us with this carbon dioxide shit. Officials gather in Copenhagen this week for an international climate summit, but business leaders are focusing even more on Washington, where the Obama administration is expected as early as Monday to formally declare carbon dioxide a dangerous pollutant, an endangerment finding by the Environmental Protection Agency could pave the way for the government to require businesses that emit carbon dioxide and five other greenhouse gases to make costly changes in machinery to reduce emissions, even if Congress doesn't pass pending climate change legislation. They're going to do it anyways, basically. EPA action to regulate emissions could affect the U.S. economy more directly and more quickly than any global deal linked in the Danish capital, where no binding agreement is expected. Yeah. They're going to do it anyways. That's basically what the fuck they're telling you. They don't give a shit if the government approves it or not. We got a rogue fucking administration that's just going to do what the hell they want to do. And they already telling you right now. Yeah. Guess what, people? I'm going to Minnesota. Oh! Hold on, people. I got to stop the fucking presses real quick. I'm sorry. I got to stop the presses. Give a round of applause real quick. I almost read this. Let me give a round of applause real quick. And bring the man on. All the way from Hollywood, California, people. The man is in the building. Yeah. 323, you was in the building live on the Starship Smelling Prize. What's happening? It's going now.
What's going on?
We got Mr. Jetson in the building, ladies and gentlemen. It's going down live all the way from Hollywood, California.
Well, it's going down.
Yeah, how you doing, my brother? What's going down? What it do? Welcome to the show, you know.
Yeah, I hear you all the way up in Hollywood. I'm calling from Hollywood, California.
Hey, it's a blessing, man. Yeah, well, you know, doing the Alpha 12 and 2, you know what I'm saying? You know, I'll be live on the show, so, you know what I'm saying? I don't answer the bat line, you know what I'm saying? I mean, cutest little background music, yeah. But, you know, I got a lot of people up here. I got Ohio up in here, Pittsburgh. I got some crazy mofo from, I don't know where you must be from, Happy Land, I believe. But I got a lot of people up in here. You know, today is Time to Learn a Language Tuesday. So we've been learning a couple of different languages, you know, Polish. Australian, Spanish, you know, been kind of jumping a couple of different languages, you know. Now I'm into the news right now, you know. Give me like 2 seconds. Let me get these two articles out of the way, then I'm going to get right back to you. Like 2 seconds. This is Jet Set, ladies and gentlemen. You know what I'm saying? The famous Jet Set. We're going to get right back to them. Let me get into this. Because a man is in this. I'm going to Minnesota, y'all. Not literally, but I want to. Because a man is arrested for throwing tomatoes at Sarah Palin. Fucking right, people. I'm flying to Minnesota to give him a goddamn award. Yeah, because a man was arrested for allegedly throwing 2 tomatoes at Sarah Palin from the second floor balcony during a book signing event at the Mall of America in Minnesota. Yeah, MyFoxTwinCities.com reported. Neither tomato came close to hitting the... Man, you... What the hell is wrong with y'all people? If you get the opportunity to hit the damn person, hit them. Damn. Another dude missed with the shoe. What the hell? He got 2 chances and he missed. You got 2 chances, you still miss. Kind of shit is that. Neither tomato came close to hitting the former 2008 Republican vice presidential nominee, but did hit a police officer in the face. Yeah. The station reported. The unidentified man faces charges for assaulting a police officer, according to the station. Diehard supporters treated the event like another Black Friday, lining up outside in freezing weather before the mall doors open at 5 a.m. They get your book signed by Sarah. I'm washed up, Palin. Wow. Last but not least, y'all, we're going to CBS. I almost said NBC, but they're all crooked anyways. New CBS ad has Frosty talking about pornography. Yes, people, they are now going into your child's head with the Christmas Frosty the Snowman. A video advertisement on CBS's website that mashes material from the iconic Frosty the Snowman Christmas time cartoon with the two of the network's comedy series is offensive and should be pulled. Media analyst told FoxNews.com, who they don't give a shit anyway, so Fox sucks. The video ad, Frosty the Inappropriate Snowman, takes authentic dialogue from CBS, How I Met Your Mother, and 2.5 Men, and clubs it on top of the cartoon classic, changing well-known Frosty scenes to contain suggestions that the snowman and his friends visit a strip club. The mashup also discusses Frosty's porn collection and contains repeated mentions of prior sexual conquests. Well, so what? They made the goddamn sun-made raisin chick with big titties now. Who cares? Is that going to make you stop eating raisins or going to make you eat more raisins? I think I'm going to eat more raisins just for the big titties on the box. And that's your Nutty News for the day, people. Y'all already know. News brought to you by NuttyNewsToday.com. Don't believe none the fuck what I tell you. Go read it for yourself. And that's real. All right, well, let's get back in old Mr. Jet Set. You know what I'm saying? Live right here. Mr. Jet, what's happening today, my brother? How you doing today?
Doing fine today. I just was calling to say Merry Christmas, early Merry Christmas coming to you.
I don't really practice and believe in that, but all right. Hey, happy them days to you. You know what I'm saying? I just don't want to down nobody's spirits. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to down nobody's spirits.
Right.
So,
exactly.
Just keep it moving.
I'm coming home now for Christmas for Martin Luther King Day. I'm coming home.
If y'all don't know what it is, every year in January, you know, Martin Luther King's birthday is January 18th, correct?
Right, it's the January 15th is the birthday, but
it's observed on the 18th. Okay.
Yeah,
it's actually the 15th. Yeah, you do that. Yeah, they do that observation. So we have a big parade, you know what I'm saying, all over St. Pete, Tampa, all surrounding areas.
And it's a real good time. Yeah, they have it all over the world. You know, that day, that's a wonderful day. And I just seen what Stevie Wonder, they gave him the White House and also the ambassadors they gave him an award because he's a very humanitarian person. He spearheaded the Martin Luther King Day with his song, Happy Birthday, Martin Luther. And people are now saying it, you know, everybody having a birthday, they're singing the Martin Luther King, the Stevie Wonder song.
Every birthday party I do, they want to hear that version of the Happy Birthday song.
That's
Happy
right.
birthday yeah. to you. You know what
That's
I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah, they be jamming it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Shouts out to Stevie Wonder for that, too. Yeah, definitely.
Amen.
For that.
Amen.
Yeah.
He put his career, you know, there's so many people putting their career. You know, the career, you got to step up and do something in whatever you're trying to do in your career to make your career. If you sit back waiting on somebody, worry about what people think about you or what they'll say about you if you do certain things. For instance, many years ago, one of my famous entertainers, James Brown, he did a song when we was thinking, when African Americans was sitting back saying, well, we was pitting ourselves. He said, now I'm black and I'm proud. He didn't mean nothing about it. You know, he didn't try to hurt no other race feeling, but he was just trying to uplift African Americans because at one time in America, we were feeling bad. You know, we were feeling like we were left out. You know, America owed black people all over the world. America owed black people. And it's no hidden secret. You know, and we just, you know, and so we don't want to throw it in America's face, but America owed African Americans. You know, I'm
yeah,
a,
but see,
I'm
they
a,
make it, they try to make us feel guilty, like, you know, shut the fuck up, you know, keep it moving.
Wanna,
your 40 acres in the mule is obsolete.
It'll never go away.
We don't want to hear that
it'll
shit. You know
away.
What I'm saying? But
it'll never go away until they, until the people, until America satisfies the people. It'll never go away. People can always feel like America, old African America. Because I don't, they always say, oh, they blazed it, they did. That's next. No, listen, America, old black people. You know, and it's no secret. Our ancestors, our ancestors, they did a lot of labor in this country, and they hadn't been paid for it. And so America owed black people. So this is, I guess, one of the reasons why they showing us David Obama. That was nice, but they owed us wealth.
Yeah. Yeah. Not an image. Not an idol. Not somebody to look up to. Nah. You owe some physical, you know, reparations.
Exactly. All these big old tall people that you see smell so good. These people, they were, a lot of these people were left to the ancestors of the slave master, and the slave master's children now have to compensate the heirs of the slaves. And we're the heirs of the slaves. And I'm an heir of a slave because my great-great-great grandmother and my great-great-great grandfathers were slaves.
Here yeah, my husband going to tell me that. He's going to tell me something. He's going to tell me. And this is what I say. This is why I tell everybody who from Florida up to Michigan. Now, this, I'm only speaking for the Black Belt. I'm not speaking for Idaho, Ohio, none of these other places. I'm talking about the Black Belt. If you live in the Black Belt, you are all related. From Florida to Michigan, everybody is related. Somebody is your cousin, uncle, or whatever, because everybody came off the slave ship. I told a nigga that last night, and he going to tell them, no, I ain't. You are the descendants of a slave. They weren't dropped all over the world. They were dropped on the Black Belt from Florida up to Michigan. So everybody that's on that belt, that's everybody included, bro. You are somebody's cousin.
Exactly, but we had to run away.
To the least, you're somebody's cousin, and it's kind of wrong to think about that because that's kind of that incest. You know, we ain't brought up on that incest, but it's involuntarily the way that it happened.
Right.
So we have no control over that.
That's right. They split us up. They ran. We had to run away from. We had to run to freedom. So we had ran every which way we ran, and we lost each other as we was running. We didn't all run the same way. So our family is really one family, you know.
Yeah,
and
we all one family, man. It's just we it's the division that was set up in place to keep us apart from being a big family. You know what I'm saying? We one big ass family. You think about if right now we had everybody figured out it was all related from Florida to Michigan, and we went
right.
to Ohio to go have a goddamn family reunion.
We got family there.
We could Ohio wouldn't be big enough to goddamn hold us.
No,
Florida to Michigan, you would have to go. It is not a state big enough to hold every single state from Florida to Michigan as one family, one united family. It ain't nowhere big enough to hold everybody.
And God,
we have to go back to Africa. We would have to fucking go back to Africa for everybody to goddamn get in where they fit in.
That's right. I'm hearing the gangster part on us in the background.
That's how we do it, man. That's how we do it.
I want to thank you so much. Smell so good. I'm glad that I put you on a lot of my songs. When I did put you, I'm glad you joined me on a lot of my songs. Because
a lot of people, brother, I'm going to be honest with you, man. A lot of people been asking me to get on songs with them. And like I tell them, I'm not, I can rap. I believe anybody can rap. If you got something to express to say, you can rap. But for me, these songs that we created was for political reasons like this song right here was for, you know, real meaning. That brother got killed in the boot camp, so it needed to be put out there. You feel me? It was a need for the song. Not just because you want to do a song. It's a need for the song.
I'm glad I did the song with you because you ain't let the song go to sleep. You always pushing the song because no matter where we at, African American people all around the world, we brought love to the whole world. We brought love to white people. We brought love to Mexicans, Chinese, Japanese. Everybody came to this country. We welcome them. So we are God's lovable people. We love the world, and so we're not bitter toward now race, but America, old African Americans. America owes black people here in this country. So we don't want America to never forget that. I mean, we are humble and we get along with any race of people. But America, and until you pay African-American people's wealth, it'll never go to sleep. 100 years from now, little boys and little girls will be saying America owes black people. And saying that this morning, smells so good. I want to say thank you so much for bringing me to the airwaves, your show, and keep doing what you're doing, my brother. Much love to you and everything.
Hey, brother, you famous everywhere I know, because that's everywhere I go. You know what I'm saying?
But as long as I'm famous with God, that's all I want to know. If I'm famous with God, I want to be. I'm trying to do the right thing. I ain't perfect. No one perfect, but I got a good heart. I try to do the right thing, treat people right, and just I don't go to church every Sunday. But I do attend Delaware Church in California, Hollywood, California. I attend, she's in Inglewood, California, up in, well, Hollywood is all over Hollywood. You got Los Angeles, you got Pasadena, because I'm living in Pasadena, but I still call it Hollywood. Burbank, well, Hollywood, because all of it really, we consider Hollywood, because it's just a little area like Diamond Heights and Tampa, West Tampa, all these little areas.
Yeah, everybody got a hood, man. Everybody got a hood. I don't give a fuck if you go to Puerto Rico, if you go to Guam, if you go to Germany. Everybody got a motherfucking hood. Believe and if you don't govern yourself accordingly in them different neighborhoods, you will get fucked up. I don't give a damn. It's the softest neighborhood with a bunch of fags in that motherfucker. Come in that bitch half-stepping and see if they don't tear your ass up. And that's Amish. Go into an Amish community that don't even believe in violence, but go in there, motherfucker, trying to set something off, see if they don't get into your ass with some pitchforks and shit.
Of course, because that's their hood.
That's anybody. That's their hood. That's their community. That's all a hood is. A hood is just a community. Same thing. It ain't no other words. Community is hood. Hood is community. Without communication and unity, there is no hood.
And I just
neighborhood.
America's trying to change. I see America trying to change, and it's a good thing. Because when I was a little boy, I never seen a black president. So America is trying to change. But America got a lot of more work to do. America's got a lot of more work to do, and we don't want America to feel that we just throwing out just saying we owe America. It's true. America, Abraham Lincoln said it. They owe us. So until they tell us, I don't care how much they shop around trying to say well, everything equal now. How could everything be equal when 100 years ago everything wasn't equal? When 200 years ago everything wasn't equal? So our people was like that 100 years ago, 200 years ago. Making this country, and they did not get paid for it, America. And so we're asking Barack Obama, that now the president, please consider giving us our reparation, because we need it. It's hard times. Now everybody come out of stimulus this and stimulus that, but a lot of people now need wealth. And just go ahead.
Stimulate what? It's like stimulus, but what is it directly stimulating?
Right.
That's the whole thing. They keep throwing that stimulus up in there. We're going
to
send a stimulus check out.
They need to give out. America a stimulus check for real. They need to give us a stimulus check, at least $1 million apiece, because it is true.
Yeah.
When
they did that, they sent that $1,000 shit out. They took the money right back. That's the whole problem. They took the money back.
Right.
You feel me?
Right,
I mean, everybody
right.
who had a student
right.
loan, if you had a student loan or you owed anything federally, they took that money right back. So they took more money back than they actually gave out.
Exactly. But they need to go ahead and cut $1 million checks to at least over billions of African Americans in this country. Because they ain't got no money, and this ain't no money machine, and this and that. They got money machines, and everybody got no. But our people didn't get their wealth. And our children are now suffering because they didn't get their wealth, and you want to make things equal. Now, how could you make things equal when you ain't first made things right? Let's make it right, America. Let's go ahead and get African Americans some money because they deserve some money. You gave the Japanese some money. You gave them money. You gave the Jewish people some money. You gave everybody a race some money. So give African Americans in this country some money because we they're definitely needed now. And I think that when you give them money, give them what they deserve, a lot of the crime will go down because crime ain't never going to go nowhere until crime will always be around anyway. The crime was here when Jesus was here.
Yeah, is that good and evil? It's always going to be good and evil. You can't have good without evil. You can't have evil without good. And people, there's always going to be people, you know.
Look at just 2 weeks ago where a man, back when I was a little boy, I could never, a man walked in a coffee shop, a restaurant, and walked in
there
and
killed
all four police officers.
Yeah.
And you're saying, why did he did that? You're saying, but you know what, out here, you don't know why the man did it. It's too much pressure in the world. This man had been paid for years and years and years. You don't never know what blowed him up. Because let's make it right, America. Let's go ahead and give African America their reparation, their wealth, because let's stop hiding behind it. And Obama needs to just come out and say it. You know, all the way he's waiting on, he needs to come out and say it. It is right. We never gave African Americans no money. And their paper was in slavery. Let's give, let's cut all everybody at least $1 million check. Because you're talking about, and you say, oh, that'll never happen. But you know what?
Yeah, if you never, if you keep saying, yeah, if you keep saying, just like you said, there'll never be a black president, but then look, you know what I'm saying?
It could happen, because it could happen.
That's
right.
My anchor for 2012 is that that's when the whole, the table's just going to turn, you know what I'm saying? The rich going to become poor, the poor going to become rich. That's what I feel. That's what I feel by 2012. The rich going to become poor, and the poor going to become rich. So you're going to have to adapt to the motherfucking worldly change.
That's
and if you don't
right.
get in
right.
where you fit in, then you're just going to be left on the other side of the fence where you was in your comfort zone. But you need to understand,
man.
People been poor so long, we don't understand what it is to be rich. You feel me?
That's
even
right.
though we rich in spirit and in culture and all that, that monetary
yeah.
richness is still
right.
a whole nother richness that we supposed to deserve and feel. The rich is supposed to be poor, and the poor
exactly.
is supposed to be rich. That's what is going to happen.
Right. That's right.
That's what I feel
is
going to happen.
You'd be surprised. A lot of people now is kidding themselves when they lose their job. I'm talking about big millionaires, people that had
yeah.
long time. I'm not talking
mm-hmm.
about you, people like me and you, because we never had it. So we can live with, you know, like I tell people, I say, if I got $10,000, it's like I got $1 million. Because it's like I got $1 million because I never had that type of money. My mama taught me how to take $1,000 and stretch it for a year.
That's right. So what is a recession?
Yeah, you know, she taught me how to take $1,000, $2,000 and stretch it for 2 or 3 years. You know, because you know how to make money with it and then inch and pinch. You know, we don't have
but,
to go all out. My mama taught me when
but,
I was a little
girl. But honestly, Jack, when we grew up, recession meant what? Recess. That meant time to play. That's what
that's
recess
right.
means. That's what recession
that's
is.
Right.
Or a recession is a let out. That means it's a time to play. What the hell
right.
that got to do with monetary and your pockets being broke or the economy going backwards? That's not a recession.
That's
going.
Right.
That means we're going into a depression. That means people are
Amen.
Getting depressed because they're losing their jobs, companies
and
are shutting down and moving elsewhere.
And
they ain't got nothing to do with recession and reseeding, going outside
right.
and playing. That's what we did as children. We reset.
And
that's what a recession is.
And adults that you're talking about, they're killing themselves. They're shooting themselves in the head because they lost their job. They're killing their kids because they lost their job. See, I don't see a whole lot of poor people doing that. I only see a lot of rich people killing themselves for losing their jobs and stuff like that. So I'm just telling the people, you know, you got to get along and involve some of the poor people. The rich people have to involve the poor people and bring them into wealth. Because they hollered about many years ago, just a year ago, they was hollering about Obama talking about spread the wealth. Well, I thought it was a wonderful idea to spread the wealth. Why not? Why not spread the wealth and help each other and do all these millions? You got machines. And doing, oh, Obama, don't put him in president because he want to spread the wealth. You know, I think Joe Plummer said something to that effect about spread.
Yeah.
Somebody asked him about,
yeah,
spread. And Obama said, well, he was talking about, why not? I thought it was a good idea. Why not spread? Somebody's socialist.
Check this out, because we already got together and wrote something about money, y'all. So I'm finna put you on hold real quick so we can debut this here. I got Mr. Jet Set all the way from Hollywood, California. You know what I'm saying? A Tampa Bay native, you know what I'm saying? One of our superstars. Y'all can check him out, Another Professor. Martin Lawrence episodes, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Just look for him, and you'll see Mr. Jet Set.
Just did a video of Michael Jackson. Just
doing
this
thing. And I got the DVDs. I just received them. You know what I'm saying? I got to check them out because they got letters written on them, so I don't know all what.
Right, but. Right. I had to do that. But
yeah,
check out the You check them out all, cause it's some.
So we did this song here. This is Jet Set and Mr. Smell So Good back in the days when I was Mr. Smell So Good.
That's right.
Produced by Disco Nate. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
And
that's right.
This is Money for Sale right here. Y'all listen to the message, man. And California's loving this right here. You know what I'm saying? My dog Goofy Bone in San Jose, California is loving this song. This is his favorite song. So this is the man, y'all. Right here, Jet Set. Mr. Smell So Good.
That's a new year. That's a new idea.
We touch.
I remember a long time ago. It was a song. Say, I want to be rich. It's time to make it happen, y'all. It's money for sale. Money for sale. Let's make some money, y'all. Come on, let's save some money. Let's create some businesses. Come on, it's our time now. We can make all kind of money. Money makes money. Let's create some jobs, some businesses. Come on.
I got loot, but I ain't got nothing for you but the boot. I said, I got money, I got loot, but I ain't got nothing for you but the boot. So step up and let me show you I'm ready to shoot. M14 the scope, got you going cahoots. It's not hard to tell when your pockets don't swell, cause everybody think you got money for sale. Now I got money and I got loot, but I ain't got nothing for you but the boot. I said, I got money and I got loot, but I ain't got nothing for you but the boot. And it ain't hard to tell when your pockets don't swell, cause everybody think you got money for sale. I said, it ain't hard to tell when your pockets don't swell, cause everybody think you got money for sale. Come on.
Money for sale, money for sale. Let's make some money, y'all.
Come on,
let's save some money.
Money
let's create some businesses. Come on, it's
money.
Our time now.
Money
we can
money
make all kind of money. Money makes money.
Money.
Let's create some jobs, some businesses. Come on.
Money.
Let me bring it back to
bring
the
it
basics.
Back, girl. Bring
how
it back
in
girl.
The days, hard times I had to face it. Pull out my number two and begin to erase it, so I can face it, then chase it. Find a new scheme and showing up, replace it. And act like I'm the master, lock it down in the basement. Cause it's not hard to tell when your pockets gon' swell, cause everybody think you got money for sale. And I got money, and I got loot, but I ain't got nothing for you but the boot. Cause I got money, cause I got loot, but I ain't got nothing for
this
you but the boot. And it ain't hard to tell when your pockets don't swell, cause everybody think you got money for sale.
Money for sale, money for sale. Let's make some money, y'all.
Buy some money.
Come on, let's save some money.
Money
let's create some businesses.
You
come on,
buy
it's
money.
Our time now.
Money
we can
money
make all kind of money. Money makes money.
Money.
Let's create some jobs, some businesses. Come on.
If you got a dollar,
dollar,
I need a dollar. Or how about you just let me borrow it till tomorrow? Cause I know you got money for sale. Throwing your paper in the air like a white girl in there. You think you're moving silky like a white girl in there. You need to save your money, need
man,
to keep your loot. Cause I ain't got nothing for you but the boot. And it ain't hard to tell when your pockets don't swell. Cause everybody think you got money for sale.
What?
But I got money and I got loot. But I ain't got nothing for you but the boot. I said I got money and I got loot. But I ain't got nothing for you but the boom. And it ain't hard to tell when your pockets gon' swell, cause everybody think you got money for sale. Come on.
Money for sale, money for sale. Let's make some money, y'all.
Buy some money.
Come on, let's save some money,
money for sale.
Let's create some businesses.
You
come on,
some
it's
money.
Our time now.
Money
we can
money
make all kind of money. Money makes money.
Money.
Let's create some jobs, some businesses. Come on.
Everything I touch,
money
it turns to gold.
Honey, money, money,
turns to gold.
Honey, money,
money,
turns to gold.
Money, honey,
honey, money,
I can't touch your
money,
body.
Honey, honey, money,
I wanna touch
money,
your soul.
Honey, money, honey,
honey, money,
money, honey,
can I touch
honey,
your body?
Woo!
I can't touch
everything.
Soul.
New York City,
turns
Chicago,
to gold.
Everything,
Florida,
it turns
Mississippi,
gold.
Money,
everybody all over the world, come on,
money,
you can do it, y'all.
Woo!
Let's use your power. Power lasts forever.
Oh yeah.
Money's power, y'all. Money's power. Don't give it your power. Use your power. Make your power work for you. You ain't got to sit right in bed and look for a job and ask somebody to give you something. Make it happen. You got the power. God, your love, my Bible, he loves us. What do you do for one, he'll do for another. Let's do it, y'all. It's our power.
Money for sale,
y'all.
Money
is your power.
Money.
Money, don't do anything with your money.
all
you
to
can
get
be
the
rich.
Money.
You can
money
do anything.
Money.
You can create anything.
Let's
don't
use
get
the money.
Rid of money.
Money.
Invest your money. Push your money to
let's
the limit,
y'all.
Yeah, and it's your boy, Mr. Smell, so good. Send a big shout out to John New, the Drag Princess, everybody riding Wrecking the Game Entertainment, and motherfucking Nate Dogg.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is for the ballers, and this is for the shot callers. This is for the thugs, and this is for the thug acts. This is for everyone that want to feel good. Pass the blunt, pass the blunt. It's time to fire up, it's time to fire up. Yeah, pass the blunt, pass the blunt. It's time to fire up, it's time to fire up. Yo, pass the blunt, pass the blunt. It's time to fire up, it's time to fire up. Yo, pass the blunt, pass the blunt. It's time to feel good, it's time to feel good, y'all.
Sitting here smoking, token, thinking about life. As I puff her past, but nobody's in sight. Ooh, we the whole that's free for me. Sit back with a little draw and I'm off the heat. Blowing a gusset in the air like a cool ass breeze. Now, puff her past and give it back to me. So, pass the blunt and you know that's the show. Don't keep it to yourself and then you let it go. Now, I'm tired of you weak niggas. With your crack powder, I'm pill selling, trying to hurt my figure. But you know that my blunt is swollen. And with a puff of the draw, you know my world is open. So I pass the blunt in my hood,
in my hood.
And wait for the blunt, cause that shit is
that
good
shit, that nigga.
Please don't pass it to me if it's short. You, know you can keep that to yourself and that's the show. Come on.
Pass the blunt, pass the blunt. It's time to fire up, it's time to fire up. Yo, pass the blunt, pass the blunt. It's time to fire up, it's time to fire up. Yo, pass the blunt, pass the blunt. It's time to fire up, it's time to fire up. Yo, pass the blunt, pass the blunt. It's time to feel good, it's time to feel good, y'all.
My niggas just stop by, listen to a fresh roll blunt and blush our eyes, but that's no surprise.
Oh,
cause we stay high, passing the blunt, watching the time pass by. Slow but surely, cause we love to get high. So pass the blunt, my nigga,
who
if you got
that,
that fire. If you step off of me and pass the toast,
I told
you
before,
don't pass it to me if it's show. Come on. Since 2005, you know what I'm saying? We live up in the booth, you know what I'm saying? One time, my nigga Nate Sizzle on the beat, you know what I'm saying? Putting it down for this track, pass the toast, pass the blunt, you know what I'm saying? We're coming out with that remix, pass the drink, you know what I'm saying? One time, my nigga J.E.T. setting them boys free, and I'm Mr. Smell So Good, you know what I'm saying? Of what smells so good? Y'all know where to find me, you know what I'm saying? That's how we get down.
Pass the blunt, pass the blunt.
We got the hit,
it's time to fire up, it's time to fire up.
Yeah,
pass the blunt, pass the blunt. It's time to fire up, it's time to fire up.
If it's got weed in it, pass it. If it's on your finger and you can light it, pass it. I smoke it, you know what I'm saying? Only if it's the green. That's how we get down, baby. Pass the toast, pass the blunt. On this remix, and we're coming out with a pass the drink. Y'all come out and check that one out too, you know what I'm saying? Beats by Nate Dibble, and then we out.
You can roll it in Octomoles, or you can roll it in Phyllis. You can roll it in White Owls, or you can roll it in Swizzlers. But pass the blunt, pass the blunt. It's time to feel good. Pass the blunt, pass the blunt. It's time to get crunk, it's time to get crunk, y'all. Pass the blunt, pass the blunt. It's time to fire up, it's time to fire up.
So good, man.
Yeah, we get applause for that. Appreciate it. Thank y'all. Yeah, we get applause and everything. I appreciate it, people. Thank y'all. Thank you. All right. Thank you. Appreciate that. Damn. I didn't know they love the music like that. Wow. Appreciate it.
Go ahead, man.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
That says smell so good right there, man. Wow.
I don't know what city they're coming from. Maybe I come down there and do a show in the city they're coming from, you know, because a lot of cities that like it send it in to request, and we try to make it down there this year, 2010, to do a show in
the
city. Yeah, I'm going to be doing a tour around the city this year. So I just want to say thank you so much for just plugging Smell So Good in, just plugging us in, because it's a wonderful feeling to be heard around the world, you know. And this is why Michael Jackson means so good much to me, because this man has so much music, man, and his music will live forever, you know. And you know, people like James Brown, Michael Jackson. I wanted to be a Michael Jackson and James Brown. I was a little boy, so they definitely influenced my life. And I will be going out in the world on 2010 performing and mentioning their names a lot, because they had a lot to do with me coming to show business. And thanks to you, Smell So Good. I know you're so busy, but I'm trying to get you on the road, because the world needs to see more of you in different cities, because you're a good brother, and I just get good feelings when I'm around you. So it's a blessing to know a good man like you, Smell So Good. And I know, you know, a lot of people hate to see you leave, but to go places, but you got to go. Just remember, you got to go to get some more. And you always got to go, because we didn't come to stay always. And I always tell people that, you know, a lot of times folks don't want to go other places. They want to stay in their own town. But Jesus had to go to places. You have to go sometimes and then come back and go and come back. Because if you just stay in one spot, and especially if you ain't doing nothing, if you just stand in one spot and ain't doing nothing, you need to move around. You probably can be a millionaire in another city. Well, you're poor now in one city, you go
Someone
to another city.
Someone would like to speak with you, Master.
Who was that?
Say somebody would like to speak to you, Master.
Yeah, well, I'm somebody chiming in. I don't want to speak. Go ahead, run it. You all right?
Yeah, well, anyway, we're not no one Master here. Master days are over with, but if I can give you some good advice, because Smell So Good can help you in a way, you know, I'm pretty sure we will, but the Master days are over with. You know, them days long gone, and we just want to treat everybody the same. Everybody's equal in God's eyesight. You know, no big ones and little ones. We're all the same, and
God, that's the whole problem, though. It's always the motherfucker out there who want to be the bigger man. Yeah, just don't want to be equal. Just don't want to be next, you know what I'm saying? You want to be two steps ahead, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly. That's what I don't understand about the billionaires. Why sit back? You can't take them billions of dollars with you. But if you share them while you're on earth, guess what? You know that's going to get you in heaven. Because God said, follow me, give it all and follow me. And these people are still trying to grab wealth. That's why I say, cut million-dollar checks. Show some love. You know, show some love. Don't be afraid to say you owe America, blacks. Black African Americans owe is being... Is the America owe African Americans in this country. We really owe, because we came over here in chains. We didn't come over here voluntarily, you know. And so we definitely need to start spreading some love and sharing some love with the spread of wealth, because it'll make the world a better place to live in. I really believe it will make the world a better place to live in when people feel, because when I walk around, I look at all these tall buildings. And I see all these big old tall buildings. I see none owned by African Americans. That tells me right there it has been a problem in the world. With all these tall buildings in this world and none of them owned by African Americans, that means somebody is trying to stop us from owning these buildings. They're trying to stop us from getting wealth. So why put a lockdown on our people when we built this country? Now, if you want to be fair and you're talking about your Christian people, then share your wealth. Spread the wealth. Let's start getting African Americans. Send African Americans checks, $1 million checks all over this in 2010. Show some love. And then somebody asks you, why are you doing that? Tell them, because they deserve it. Don't sit back and say, oh, they're lazy. Well, they, you know, because you're saying they're lazy because they don't want to work for nothing now. Well, they feel like their people have already worked. See, and they feel like they're already people that have already been cheated. So if you want them to come up to your level and want to do it right, how could you start a football game and you say, I'm going to have 20 points, I'm going to give you 0 points? How could you create a world where you say, I'm going to keep all the wealth, I'm going to keep all the tall buildings, and they won't give you none? See, that's wrong. And when you know that these people's ancestors built this country, like your people's, your ancestors had our people's enslaved. So if you want to be right and want to do things like all these talk shows and all these big talk shows that come on CNN and all of that. Let's start a discussion and having a dialogue about the wealth of African Americans in this country. Because we definitely been cheated. And I want to say thank you for giving me a time to smell so good on your air. And much love to your program.
Right.
And anything I can do, you know, and if you need to talk to me on anything, you know, you can call my number. You got my personal number. You can call me direct. So I want to send a lot of love to everybody, and just and definitely you're gonna love this your DVDs, that stuff, and everything, and share them with the world, because that was all about. And hopefully, and I would like for you to get on the remix of the Michael. We're very proud of you, so I sent the instrumental for you. So if you like it and you put up some words, you know, you can always fix it up when I get there, you know, and everything. So I see your program is still on. I see it's about that time. It's 11 o'clock here, so I know it's about 2 o'clock in Tampa, right?
Yep. The show's actually officially over, you know what I'm saying, playing the last song, and we up out here.
So thank you so much for having me on your program today. I really did. I really do appreciate it, and you can get me anytime.
Yeah, each and every day, brother, Monday through Friday, 12 p.m. to 2 p.m., you know what I'm saying? So that's 9 to 11 your time.
Yes, sir. Well, thank you so much.
That's where I'll be at. All right, people, we're going to end this song with what we're playing in the background. We're going to play the full song. It's MC Light featuring KRS-One, and what we need, y'all, in this world is some motherfucking love, you know what I'm saying? Shouts out to Jet Set. Right, wave my Hollywood, California, y'all. And we all the way down 813 representing. And that's real. This is Time to Learn the Language Tuesday. And I'll let y'all tomorrow. Lord's willing. Peace. That's real, Jack. He's out. Thank you, Miss Computer Lady. Easy riding everybody else, man. Y'all have a blessed day.
Snakes come cheaply. I shake off the greedy and break off the needy. 20 years strong and some still don't believe me. The L-O-V-E, it helps me to be me. I love what I do and I do it freely. Love, that's how we gonna rise above. Hate in your heart will break you apart. Be love, pursue love, see love, do love, old love, new love, show love. Ooh, love, we taking it true love. That's sticky like glue love, pepe le plu love.
Never too late, never too late.
For love.
Never too late, never too late.
Oh,
level, take you, shake you, break you. Make a major play you, break your pager. If he finds that the neighbor's doing you favors, and he believes that you throwing him a little flavor. Love will make you act out, act up, get smacked up, then black out. In fact, it's the only thing that hurts and heals. The twists and turns are so for real. Your stomach in knots and you wanna heal. Love is good, love is here. Love is present in the air. Love is what you need when the world don't care. It's that mama love, the love I wish my papa thought of. Instead of him, his daughter, get her love from up above.
Never too late, never too late. Never too late, never too late.
Love,
love,
love, love, love, love.
We standing on this in love.
You don't fall in love, you rise in love. MC Light. Almost September, rock on. Let's go. Show love, give love, speak love, live love. Tell me, what is love? The essence of being. You gotta want love, taunt love, sport love, flaunt love. Love is the center of human beings. Love is enduring, alluring, and curing. Love is a liberator, love is so freeing. This is more poetry, it's widely known of me. But let me get back to this raw MCing. Cats only talk about hate and war. Attracting that, that's an ancient law. It's raw MCing when I blaze the door. Cause the love for my art, you can't pay me for.
Never too late, never too late.
For love.
Never too late, never too late.